Alderman Moon.
I reviewed this a couple different times. Just a general comment. I noticed and have been aware of for a number of years our contribution to the Visitors Convention Bureau, the Chamber of Commerce. We donate, I mean, we give the chamber, is it 10%?
Correct.
Of the money collected. Plus, there are some other benefits they receive from us also, isn't there?
Yeah, as far as TIF money from the downtown TIF district, I think that maybe amounts to, what, $35,000, $40,000 a year? Let me look that up.
Yeah, I don't
want to throw
that.
Something out that's not accurate here.
If I may, when we were having community development discussions, I asked twice, so this means that they have access to over $63,000 worth of funds from the city, and that was confirmed twice.
$30,000 from, I believe, the TIF, $22,000 roughly from the hotel motel tax, and then there's some advertising costs that we pay for out of TIF that they help support in developing those products for advertising, yes.
I guess along those lines, what do we have an accounting of what those TIF funds are spent on through the chamber?
The Community Development Office keeps track of that. They have oversight of their expenditures, for example, on those advertising dollars.
Well, but that's... Mm-hmm. I thought if I heard you right, there was additional money for advertising. The TIF was something different.
On page 50 of your document, there is a downtown TIF budget. You can see that number 8, professional services contract of $30,000. That is for the salary of the downtown development person. Then engineering is not really related to that, but advertising and marketing, they do have access to that budget, but I think each of the expenditures has to be approved by the community development coordinator and then reported to the state. Downtown beautification, they do also have access to that, don't they, Mayor?
Yes, they do.
And again, each of those withdrawals have to be approved by the coordinator. I think that about covers it. Training and travel, I think, is...
I think that had to do with the TIF administrator, and that was what the development coordinator was utilizing for most of his training. And then the other $22,000 would come from the hotel motel tax, so that'd be right at $63,000.
Well, I guess my question to fellow council members, do we feel like we're getting a good return on our money? I personally think this may leave the door open for a discussion about how we structure Visitors Convention Bureau, their responsibilities, and downtown development and what their responsibilities, what we expect from them. To me, the chamber is its own entity. They are supposed to be an advocate for business. Whatever platform they choose to support, that's their business. The other two, in my opinion, are business. And I sometimes question if we're getting a good return on our investment.
Thank you, Alderman Dorsett.
Alderman Moon asked if I felt that we were getting a good return on investment, and my answer in one word is no.
Thank you. Anyone else? Alderman Hinderleiter.
Absent any specific complaints, I don't have a problem with what either of them are doing. I think we're getting a good return for our money.
Alderman Dorsett.
Downtown development, economic development, $63,000 worth of funds that they can access every year, and you think we're getting a good return on that?
Why do you think we're not?
I think we are spending far too much time throwing parties and not going out and looking for small businesses to come into the downtown area from close-by regions where people can not take a business away from somebody else but perhaps expand their brand. It's happened with businesses here going to other places.
Again, absent any specific complaints.
That is why.
I don't have a problem. You haven't thrown a name out there, an instance. You're shotgunning.
How do you name something that's not there?
We do seem to have a lot of vacancies downtown, and that number seems to be growing.
Couldn't have anything to do with the economy, could it? You're a businessman. Is your business what it was 10 years ago?
Pretty close.
I'm sorry, Don, did you?
I say, but then we're still throwing money at it, and we're still not gaining, even though it's the economy. We're spending that money on what?
Go ahead.
I'm not saying scrap this by any means. I would like to have a discussion at some point outside the budget discussion on the structure that we use. Alderman Hendenlighter likes specifics. I personally think possibly some of the events that we have downtown, Dickens on the Square, the car cruises, and those types possibly could come under the review of the Visitors Convention Bureau, freeing up whoever's in charge of downtown development, which that is their title, Macomb Downtown Development, and concentrate on, like Alderman Dorsett said, acquiring small niche businesses to go into these vacant spots that are growing. And I'm very concerned about the number of vacancies we have downtown. I think we have some good programs. I think the facade program is good. We've had money for improvement to buildings. Some people have taken advantage of it. Those buildings seem to be occupied. Are we not encouraging the rest of them, or is it just the fact that they don't want to do it? I don't know the answers to those. But I question if we're getting a good return on our investment.
Dennis, I think one of the, I don't remember if it was from the council or from the Community Development Committee, I know that there was a request made earlier this fiscal year to have some accounting from the MDDC coordinator, and I thought we were given some assurance that that would occur. Maybe that'd be one way of answering what I think is a rhetorical question, is that what's really happening? What are they doing? Part of me would like to think from my conversations with MDDC folks is that those efforts are being undertaken. I don't know how successful they're being met with, but I do believe that that outreach is being made. Alderman Dorsett.
Either way, it was pointed out here tonight that we've got to restructure this somehow within the next 7 years because $30,000 of their funding is going to go away. So probably 6.5 years is too late to start having that discussion.
Alderman Hendenlighter.
And I'm not averse to having a discussion, but I think if we're going to have that discussion, we need to hear firsthand from the chamber and from the community.
Downtown Development Coordinator.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need to come in and tell us what they're doing firsthand,
yeah,
short term and long, instead of making the assumption that they're not doing anything.
I wouldn't argue that. I'm just going by the number of vacancies I see when I drive around the square.
I think everybody here has a concern about that, as far as the impact it has on the downtown overall and the perception is. I think probably we should follow up on having someone from, would you like the chamber to come to the council meeting or to the community development committee meeting?
No, I'd like MDDC to come because, like I stated before, we have nothing to do with the chamber.
Well, understood. We'd have the MDDC coordinator who works out of the chamber office come. Would you prefer to have her here at the committee of the whole or the community development committee?
I don't care which.
All right. All right, we can do that. That's not a problem.